Doug, this is Rick Tiring on Linda Nelson. Linda is L-Y-N-D-A. L-Y-N-D-A. Linda Nelson. N-E-L-S-O-N. And as in Nancy. N-E-L-S-O-N. Nelson. Date of birth is 4/23/47. And the date of visit is is 4/22/26. Please make copy for Dr. Mark Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, Mark, M-A-R-K, Mark Kendrick, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending Linda Nelson. Linda is L-Y-N-D-A. Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. Thank you for sending in Linda Nelson for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chest present illness. This is a 79-year-old female who has had a previous history of COPD. Has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion. And she has been treated for arthritis and has now been scheduled to have knee replacement surgery. Patient needs clearance for surgery. I'm sorry, pulmonary clearance for surgery. And she has not had a recent chest x-ray. She does have shortness of breath with activity, but no significant cough or wheezing. And she is not on any home oxygen, period. The CT chest done in August of 25. On August 12, 25 showed mild diffuse bronchial wall thickening on both sides, more so in the lower lobes with mucus plugging and mild central lobular emphysema changes with a 5 millimeter nodule in the right middle lobe and no pleural effusions and no mediastinal adenopathy. The patient was advised to have a follow-up chest CT in a year. She has not lost any weight, denies headaches or blackouts, and has no chest pains or abdominal pains. I'm sorry, no chest pains, but has some abdominal pains with history of diverticulosis. Next paragraph, past history includes history of cholecystectomy, history for surgery on her hand in 2014. And history for arthritis of the knees and ankles. Next, allergies to flu vaccine. Next, habits. The patient smoked for 32 years, about half a pack per day, and quit. Alcohol use moderate, regular. Next, family history. Father died of colon cancer and lung cancer. Mother died of old age. Next, review of systems. The patient has shortness of breath and some cough. She has abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting, no black stools or diarrhea, no chest or jaw pain or arm pain or calf muscle pains, no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching, no urinary frequency or flank pains, and no cataracts or glaucoma. The med list included mirtazapine, 30 milligrams HS. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly female who has a lot no acute distress. No pellitus, cyanosis, superfluidema. Blood pressure 118 over 70, pulse is 94, respiration is 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 125, saturation 94. HE and ear norms, phallic pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds for the periphery, with occasional crackles to the right base. Heart, the outcomes are regular, S1, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. And no tenderness. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema. Number 2 is a history of depression. Number 3, chronic back pain. Number 4 is degenerative arthritis of the knees. Next, plans, patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray, PA lateral, and a complete pulmonary function study. So we'll also use a Ventolin and HFA inhaler, 2+ QID, PRN. And has been advised to continue with her other meds. And come in for a follow-up after her PFTs are completed, at which time I'll make an addendum report. She may need to go on a long-acting bronchodilator. And get her lung functions optimized. We'll make a report in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mark Kendrick, KENDRICK, MD. Okay.